Wendell Castle was an artist for more than 60 years and is considered a founder of the American crafts and art furniture movements. More than 100 of his works are installed in museums worldwide, and up until recently, he was still innovating in his studio in the Rochester area. Castle is widely thought of as a master of wood and design. He was born in Kansas, and after receiving degrees in industrial design and sculpture, moved to Rochester to teach at the School of American Craftsmen and established a permanent studio in the area. He also served as head of the woodworking department at RIT. Castle's design catalog includes a technique called stack lamination, a construction method he first used in the 1960s. Castle took blocks of different kinds of wood, bonded them together, and then molded them into various shapes, often whimsical outsized pieces of furniture, but others that are practical as well. Later in his career, Wendell Castle started using robots to accomplish tasks like having one shape fit into another shape so that he could develop bigger pieces.
If you're going to make bigger pieces, they won't go through the door. So the obvious answer is make it come apart. And so with a robot, we could machine these kinds of fits in odd shapes.
Castle says the robot can also take over some of the more boring, laborious tasks. Wendell Castle created the Unicorn Family for a sculpture garden at the Memorial Art Gallery in Rochester several years ago. It includes an outdoor grouping of chairs, a table, and a lamp for visitors who like to sit and watch the passing scene.
So much of the sculptural I work with in terms of the furniture goes into somebody's home or goes into a lobby of a business, and you're not going to drive by and see it. This is something you can actually get a decent view of it driving by.
Wendell Castle's furniture pieces really are works of art. If that's the case, why doesn't he just stick to creating sculptures?
I certainly get asked this question, why don't you just do sculpture? And I could do, and that's my background. I studied sculpture. But I thought there's a special thing here that is unique, and that furniture is something you relate to very directly. I mean, you sit on it. Put your hands on it. I think there's an intimacy there.
Castle's more recent pieces were part of a major exhibition unveiled at the Memorial Art Gallery just this fall. The exhibit is called Wendell Castle Remastered, and it features around 40 works of art, including the large, exotic-looking pieces of furniture that are a hallmark of his work. Castle says he has wanted to get people to look at everyday objects in a different way.
I think you could take a lot of common things that everybody assumes that they look a certain way. Well, that's an assumption that is not necessarily true. And with some imagination, you can take something way beyond what it would have been normally and turn it into an art form.
Jonathan Binstock is the director of the Memorial Art Gallery, and during a preview of the exhibition in October, he said the exhibit gave museum-goers a good entrance into Wendell Castle's portfolio, as well as highlight just how important he is to the city.
When we think of the art scene in Rochester, we think of Wendell Castle. He's absolutely critical to our culture. He's helped define some of our best characteristics, if you will, of what we've produced and sent out into the world.
Binstock says that it is Wendell Castle's innovative spirit that comes through the more you get to know him and his work. As the museum director put it, he's always reaching out and into the next idea. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.